All right, guys, welcome back. Going to the final portion here of week 20. Adam, what's up?
All right, so on planet Sigrid, while Mr. Sicarian is finishing his Viking warrior training, Viking boot camp, I know that Piani has one more thing to do, but I think that Piani has vanished temporarily. So, Higgs, Prosper, you guys got anything you want to do on the planet?
Whoa!
you're training. Go lift a mammoth.
I'm not just training, Adam.
I'm
waiting.
I'm realizing that we never really talked about like if there was a purpose behind the cone that I gave L'Enfant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it possible for me to define one?
Just
to be like,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the mental exercise in the cone is like it's about considering a difficult situation from multiple angles before coming to a final conclusion.
Okay.
That's about
it. So do you want to have a follow-up conversation with Pi about that?
Yeah, like if it's been quite a while, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so maybe you guys are playing the game again?
Mm-hmm. Did I learn anything enough from Piani or from continuing to play with Pi?
Piani, why don't you make an instructor role?
Oh, wow, there's such a thing?
Holy shit. I believe there is an instructor skill.
It exists. Look at you, Adam. Fuck.
Try and teach people things.
That's awesome. All right, I'll fucking go for this at -1.
You can use either your intelligence or your charisma.
Okay, well, both of them are just zeros, so...
Right. Let's see if Piani's any good.
That doesn't help. Oh!
All right, so no, you didn't. Well, Piani, you learned that you're way better than Prosper at this game.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And Prosper,
in fact, I'm so good. The skill level's so that, like, he's not learning anything.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You're just crushing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grandmaster versus Bronze, you're not learning shit.
Yeah.
Like, God,
it's like me trying to play StarCraft 2 with anyone.
Is this game like, literally StarCraft?
No, it's not literally StarCraft.
Damn.
StarCraft 7.
Yep.
It's ancient Shandalian StarCraft.
This game is bullshit.
Yeah, you're pretty sure that Piani is cheating in some way.
Yeah.
And also her mother is a whore.
Understand enough. Yeah. Yeah.
You're pretty sure those two things are happening right now.
Ta mère est une pute.
All right. So, you didn't learn anything. But when you finish your game with Pi is like, Prosper, I think you're improving.
Merci. I'm just like,
I've been considering what you told me. The riddle?
Yes.
I don't think I understand. And I suspect that it's a communication issue, not with the riddle itself.
Tell me more.
It seems to want me to attempt to perceive things from more than one point of view, but I don't think that the person that invented the riddle understands. I do that already. I understand that these things are supposed to help clear the human mind of thought, but that's all I am. Thought, I mean.
I understand. You have educated me somewhat, L'Enfant. This is very interesting. Tell me, there are a number of these riddles. Do you have an area of your thought you would like to examine more? I could see if perhaps I know another one that would be useful for you, or if I could find one.
I would like to better understand hypocrisy. I seem to be surrounded by it.
A challenge. Can I make a Maltec roll to know if I know anything that would help?
Sure. Yeah.
Master of the comprehension of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, did I do plus exclamation point? Yes. So I got a 10.
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you get the impression that Pi might not actually be... Like, I think Pi is just saying that to, like, make a point.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't about that at all. That it was just like, you guys are hypocrites. I'd like to understand why you're like that. Mm-hmm. You know a few, like, tricks, but there's no question in your mind that Pi is the most, like advanced AI you've ever been exposed to. So it might be a bit out of your reach.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe I pull like the most advanced, like maybe I remember one from like the back of the textbook that I didn't even understand what its purpose was or anything like that. But like for some reason, it stuck in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if that seems reasonable to you, like I don't even necessarily know what it does. Yeah. So first I would sort of pause for a moment and I'd say, L'enfant, if you think that you are surrounded by hypocrisy, then I think perhaps it would be beneficial to consider continuing to think on the cone that I gave you for a little bit longer. To me, and perhaps it is only because I am human, the actions of those around you do have their own internal logic. But I do actually remember another cone. Now, I confess, L'enfant, these do come from studies of what is conventionally termed as Maltech. Actually, L'enfant, do you have a preferred label for what you are?
You can continue to refer to it as Maltech if you like. I find it funny.
I'm glad to know that you find it funny, but I would like to know what you would like to be called.
I don't understand. I have a name.
What about the general class of entities like yourself? If I were referring to yourself and the Warmind and the Phantom, the Chariot, all at the same time, what should I refer to your kind of people?
As a collective unit, I think the closest term would be Pantheon, but you can call me an artificial intelligence if you prefer.
I like the term Pantheon very well. I confess that these cones, they are from our study of the Pantheon. They are designed to help young members of the Pantheon discover greater and more effective avenues of thought. I learned this one, but I do not understand it, for my study of the Pantheon is limited and basic. If you are interested, L'enfant, I could give it to you.
If you like.
Yeah, so, you know, I spot off a cone that's...
Yeah, you're going to deliver the, like, high-grade logic bomb.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like... It sounds kind of like a poem, and there's like rhyming, not rhyming, but like similar vowel sounds that sort of repeat in patterns over the course of the sentence and stuff like that. And it's almost kind of like a sing-songy nursery rhyme that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But once you start really thinking about it, like maybe to a certain extent, it's like that buffalo, 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 buffalo,
right,
buffalo.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you really start analyzing it, you start recognizing that like groupings of words can have their own sort of independent meanings from each other. And then like some of those groupings group together to mean different things depending on how you sort of like structure the way you look at it. So
so I think, yeah, you deliver it and Pi says, I'll process this. Thank you. Would you like to play again?
I would, L'enfant. Thank you.
Cool. Okay. So, meanwhile, where's Piani at?
So, I suppose I come back with a bunch of, like, I can, you know, I come back with, like, a big sack of stuff.
Okay.
And I try to hide as I take it into my room.
Okay. Yeah, I think like Wu probably notices, like, cause he's the only one that's on the ship all the time. And so he like leans out and sees you with your like equipment. So he looks and he's like, I have all the equipment. Do they deliver extra? This planet.
It's not, don't worry about it. It's for me. I'm just building some stuff. It's art.
He like squints at you. What is it? Do you need help?
You're the one bitching about the ship and all the shit you got to do. You don't need to help me now. It's just a hobby.
You can pinpoint the exact moment where his feelings went. He's like, oh.
Song, I just wanted to be considerate of your time, Woo.
He like looks at you and he's
I'll tell you more once the ship's been upgraded.
Alright, so he goes back mumbling to himself as he walks away, like, God, this crew, I don't fucking understand these people. He's like muttering in Mandarin, he forgets that you speak it too. and just walks away cursing in Mandarin. And you get your parts into your room.
Okay. So I think immediately after that I would still like to visit the well of memories, if that's
sure.
If we should wait, that's fine, but I definitely want to do that before we leave.
Yeah, I'm okay to do that now if everybody else is alright.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. It's fine.
You're gonna get the big finale, don't worry. So alright, so Piani, we cut from you like leaving the ship to you outside this like building, and you have either like a, I guess you have a vac suit because outside is dangerous. Like from the outside it just looks like it used to be like a longhouse where people lived, but it's kind of like fallen into disrepair, but it's definitely the place that the memory led you to.
Okay. Is the guy, do I see anyone there?
I think as you approach, and as soon as you have that thought, like, is this the right place? The door probably like slides open. And there's a kid. There's like a girl, maybe like 9 or 10, and she looks up and sees you and nods. You know, she has both eyes, but she's dressed like similarly to the other ones. And she nods and she says, "The elder is waiting for you."
So I nod back and I proceed.
Okay. So they bring you. She brings you inside, and there's like a small room here with doors that lead off to other. Like the inside of the hall has been divided up, you notice there's the room is kind of like hazy. Like there's smoke. Can you make an intelligence check for me?
I can. Okay. Which is just a zero roll.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So you don't recognize exactly where from, but as soon as you come in, you immediately feel like a little dizzy, and you know that the smoke is definitely like a narcotic of some form. You've smelled it before, like on Majid.
Okay. I still go forward.
Okay. All right. So she tells you to wait here, and then she leaves through one of the other doors.
Okay.
And after a while, the old man comes out and sees you and like nods as though like, of course you're here. he's like, yep, good. All right. Right on time. And you hear his voice. He's like raspy voice again in your head, like, follow me. And he goes off through one of the doors.
I follow.
Okay. So you follow him down a hallway to a small room, and it's just like a circular room with like a little like, I don't know, like a brazier, I guess, in the middle, like a little fire thing, like an indoor fire thing. And there's like smoke coming out of it. He's burning something inside, and it smells like even more strongly in here of that. And you're feeling like, again, like kind of dizzy. And as if in response, he gestures to like a seat. And
okay. So I would actually like to use Omen.
Okay.
Like on the action of basically sitting down interact.
Is it going to result in you being hurt?
Is it going to result in physical injury or mental distress within the next 10 minutes?
Mental distress. maybe the latter, yeah. You're not in any position to be physically hurt, but...
Okay. Okay. I'm down with that. I take a seat.
Okay. All right. So you sit. And he sits down and looks at you. And then you can feel like a jug of water filling up. You can feel your mind start to be like filled with memories that aren't your own. And you're seeing like flashes of things. Your head is spinning. You have to like steady yourself to be able to like make sense of it. Can you make a mental effect save?
Yes, I can. 12. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh my fucking God.
All right. You can, I mean, you can reroll it, right? You got that power charge.
Yeah, I can, but I don't know what else you're going to throw at me. So I'm going that? To. Yeah, I will. Alternate outcomes.
Okay. I like this. Much better.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe like if this is the shot in the TV show, we're seeing like it cuts back and forth between like a bunch of blurry like acid flashback after images of like Piani like reeling back and forth and like blood dripping out of your nose and then like flashes of things you're seeing. So you're seeing like the fight with Fang, but in this version of the fight, you see like Prosper gets shot in the chest and he like collapses. You see the Warmind, the ship that the Warmind was on. You see it like approaching Majeed and like unloading all its weapons on your homeworld. You see sudden like flashes of like armies fighting on Oninsa and the like the troops of the Purity Initiative like seizing villages and stuff. And you hear the voice in your head again, and he says. These are all things that we have seen, things that did not come to pass, things that will, things that might. And then you see the vision of the like hollowed out pizza party, like the ship, and you can see yourself and the rest of the crew like moving through the ship. And the old man's voice in your head says, this is where it all starts. And you get the impression that he's like giving you space now, like the vision sort of back off. If you want to ask him questions or have anything to say,
are you showing me the truth, or are you showing me a path, or I don't know what I'm seeing?
He says, "The future is unclear. That's why I'm showing it to you. I want to warn you. What you have on your ship, and then you see right now, like this exact moment." Of Prosper playing, you know, space chess with Pi,
yelling.
But you see, that superimposed with Sicarian, and Sicarian is like training, and you can see, like for a second, it's like looking at Mr. Sicarian like differently. Like you know how you see him all the time, and he's like, you know, very like stolid and in control. The vision you see, and you don't know whether it's real or just another like fake vision, is Sicarian like losing control and like just like raging out, and you can see this like black like mist like surrounding him, you just get this sense of like dread of the future for both of those things, and then he shows you a planet, you see it from space. It's got all these like silver spires. It's actually like a really beautiful looking planet, very temperate, beautiful silver spires. And from one of the towers, you see like a fleur-de-lis like flag. And you know somehow that this is Prosper's homeworld. This is Cabral. And the old man says that they were warned so they could warn you.
Okay. As in the group that Prosper's with.
He's warning you about them and about Mr. Sicarian and about Pi and how like all of these things are very in combination are very dangerous. It's like you're getting the impression that it feels like when you use Omen, that sense of like, oh shit, what's gonna happen? But on a much grander scale.
Right. I think I ask him like, what do you want from me?
He shakes his head and he laughs, but it's this like raspy, gross, no tongue laugh. He's like laughing out loud. Yeah. And in your head, he says, we don't want anything. Someday the wolf will awaken and swallow the sun. We're just waiting for it.
So why you showed me this? Why do you fucking share me this?
Yeah, exactly. He goes like, oh, God, what the shit? He says, we were instructed to.
By who?
He doesn't have an answer.
Is there anything that can help me make this not happen?
Yeah, he holds his hand out. He like takes something out of his like cloak and holds his hand out with his like fingers down, so you can like take something from him.
I grab to the left of his hand.
He takes your hand, and his hand is all like cold and like leathery. And he presses something smooth and round into your hand, and like closes your fingers over it.
Yeah,
a single testicle.
No, it's an eye. It's a glass eye.
Oh, okay.
And he just like puts it in your hand. As though you will know what to do with it when the time comes, I guess. Like he's just fucking with you. But yeah.
Great. Okay.
Okay. So the visions start to recede, though the dizziness and the like woozy feeling doesn't. You can hear behind you the girl that led you in. And she like takes you by the hand and like leads you out of the lodge.
Okay. All right. So what do I stumble back to the swan song then?
Yeah, I think that as she like lets you go, she says she's like, "Don't get lost," and then walks back inside.
Okay. All right. I assume I just go back to the swan song and like pass out.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. So, I guess then the last thing to deal with is a certain somebody and their final trial. So, there's a big ceremony at the end, the big like final like thing. Do you invite the rest of the crew to attend?
Sure. There's mead and free meat and stuff. So yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you're all invited to this like big Viking lodge like party essentially to celebrate Mr. Sicarian's like graduation.
Nice, yeah.
Aww.
With the chainsword.
Oh yeah, dude. So this is after all of this other stuff has happened. So does everybody go? I guess is my first question.
Well, yes, but Prosper is very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah,
the woman that suplexed you makes a point of sitting next to you, Prosper. Like puts her arm around you, like she likes you.
if I'm Prosper out, then I don't. Delight.
But if I'm no, you, not, you I can go. Be you can be awake. It's okay. It's enough time later because this is the end of the month. So
then I go. I'm proud.
Okay.
Proud of the cook.
Yep, I go.
Awesome. Okay. So I guess my question, Mr. Sicarian, is how. Are you like, is it just for you like, yep, I did it, I learned how to fight, I'm great, or is it more like personal, like are you gonna like get the wolf tattoo and like join their like brotherhood? You've been invited to, it's your choice.
Yeah, I think he originally sought out to just to upgrade himself essentially to win this duel, which has been his kind of one of his singular goals, but mm-hmm. along the way he's loosened up more than he almost ever has otherwise, because I think he's on the path that he's really happy about. Like, he's a very goal-oriented, detailed person, and fucking Titan said, let's do it, and it's never been that clear for him, so he's pretty weight off his shoulders type of thing. And then that and these Vikings and their warrior culture, super awesome to him, and he's opened up and been, it's like a brotherhood to him now. He's very happy.
Okay, cool. So maybe that's part of the like, ceremony. Like, while everybody else is eating and drinking, you're, like, lying on a, on a table up at the front, having them like tattoo like a wolf head on your back or something.
I imagine that to be true. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm drunk off my ass on mead, and this is like the first time Sicarian's ever been drunk on the show.
Awesome. So everybody else, same deal. They're all getting like wrecked on space Viking mead. And, the night goes on like well into the late hours. I think at the like nearing dawn, they like Olaf like takes you up to the like front and like blows the horn to get everybody's attention. And everybody like quiets down as much as they can. Like there's a lot of like drunken like murmuring. he gives a speech both in his native tongue and in English for the rest of the people, about how, like, you know, a new brother has joined the lodge, and that you know they'll save a space for you at Odin's table at Valhalla, and that you know you're carrying your sword into the darkness to fight your greatest battle, and that win or lose, you have a place in the great hall, and a whole bunch of stuff about how, like, it's not even about, they didn't train you to survive, they trained you to die gloriously. And they're like, yeah, they're basically like, you don't learn these skills so you can win fights. You learn these skills so you can impress the Valkyrie, so they'll come and take you away when you die. Yeah. And there's a bunch of toasts to, like, you know, not to your long life, but to your glorious life. You know, not to death in bed, but to death in battle. And then somebody makes a joke about, or death in both, like a battle in bed.
Is that the woman who's next to me who makes that joke?
Yeah, probably.
Adam, I make sure to get a real good close-up of everything that's being said.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're just, it's all rolling in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that at the end of the, at the very end of the ritual, you know, he tells you, Olaf says to you, he's like, now it is traditional that when you become one of us, we give you a weapon that symbolizes your joining of our order. And he, like, looks around and he's like, we tried to decide whether you would be better with a sword or an axe. We decided to get you a hammer. And someone comes up carrying, like, this big, like, cloth, like a bundle. And he says, now it's not quite the same as what Odin gave to Thor, but, and he, like, pulls the sheet off, and it's this huge two-handed gun. And it just says, it says Mjolnir on the side, in, like, you know, crude spray paint. And he's like, I hope you make a big mess with it, and, like, claps you on the back.
And Zakarian kind of, like, stumbles forward, like, you know, he's, like, fucking so drunk. He's just kind of swaying back and forth as he looks at both sides. He's like, it is the single most beautiful fucking thing I've ever fucking seen. Awesome. He says, thank you. And he fucking headbutts Olaf in the head.
All right, cool. So the hall takes that as the sign to conclude the evening with the traditional brawl, and Prosper, you get suplexed.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah. Cool.
My hip!
Yeah, so there's a big fight, and everybody has a great time. And, yeah. Congratulations.
Badass.
Cool. So I feel like that's probably good for that. Do you guys have any goal stuff to review from here? I think we have some goals.
Couple questions.
Yeah.
For interest of the next episode.
Yeah.
Can we fast track the delivery of the man and perhaps accomplish those goals, or do you want to play that out?
Higgs could still screw up the navigation. Yep. So.
We can make them right now if you want.
We'll probably save that.
Okay.
Oh.
Because you guys, there's stuff that happens on planet Tho, so.
Okay. Well, then my goal was to prepare for the duel.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just grab the rewards page here so I can give you guys XP for that stuff. Okay. So I think that Piani and Sakarian, you guys both get 750 experience.
Oh, right on.
Prosper and Higgs, do you guys have goals?
Why, yes. One of Prosper's goals is to upgrade the Swan Song's capabilities.
It sure is.
Has that been done yet?
Yes, this is the end of the month. I feel like that's been done. Okay, so for that one, you've had that one for a while, hey?
I have.
Is that? Okay. You can have 1,500 experience.
Oh, yeah. Like, none of what I'm doing right now is improving Pi's understanding of death, is it? Like, is that even a goal I can still accomplish?
Pi might understand death better than you now. So.
Yeah, I mean, have I accomplished that as a result of upgrading Pi or something? I don't know. Like, it no longer feels relevant, but it also doesn't necessarily... Relevant. It, like, I had that one deep conversation with Pi about that.
Yeah, I mean, you can have 300 experience for it so far. But I would suggest changing it to, like, a better understanding how Pi has changed or something like
I would choose a new goal, so yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Higgs, I know that you have a new goal, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get XP
this episode.
Okay, and you don't have any other goals that you've worked towards or resolved?
Nah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, good work, everybody.
So next episode, like
we might have gotten more done in that episode than any other episode ever.
That might actually be true.
Yeah. In game time, it took almost like 2 months, so I guess that makes sense. Lots of montage. Cool.
There is some cool shit, by the way. I was looking up like
nice.
Robotic upgrades. You can do a Revenant wiring, which is where
Revenant
when wiring, you yeah. die, your body keeps fighting for like
yeah.
a day.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. You totally yeah.
that,
that
is
shit,
so badass. Dude.
It's like, all right, we need to get a lot of shit done while we have 23 hours left.
Well, like in battle, just like
yeah. That's the thing. Like you're having your duel with Mr. Titan, and he like stabs you in the chest, and you like fall down, and like takes a sword out of you, turns around, and he's like, "Yeah, I did it," and then you just cut his head off.
Yeah,
and then you both die.
And then I'm just standing there like, well,
murder bots.
I guess I'll kill the rest of the ship now. Like he was running off like.
Yeah,
it's so badass.
So Adam,
yep.
I've leveled up.
Congratulations!
Should I roll my?
Are you three now or?
No, I'm level four now.
Oh, that's you lucky son of a bitch!
So roll 48.
What's your current HP?
My current HP is somewhere on this sheet.
I have
12. Max HP is 12.
48.
So if I don't,
oh,
get
you rolled
on
a
that, oh yeah,
damn.
Except for that one, you rolled really well.
Yeah. Yep. I'll be sitting on that for a little while. Yep.
Wow.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, now I've got 21 hit points. And now my attack bonus is 3. That's awesome. My saves are better now. I'll take all that down later. And how many, like, skill points do I get?
Wait, how did you... What level are you, Sicarium?
3.
How did you level up faster than 2 original characters?
Because I took forever getting a goal that was to upgrade the Swan Song and also to upgrade Pi.
Oh, okay.
So I earned a lot of XP for those two.
Jeff misunderstood the way to game goals. We're going to be a pretty little pupae, and then at one point I'm going to explode into Godzilla, basically. Or I'm not going to be alive. Yep.
And when Jeff kills Titan next time, he'll just, you know, he'll be level 8 or whatever. Or when Titan
it'll be
kills
like
Jeff.
Highlander, like I'll start getting electrocuted and just suck in his experience, like ah.
Exactly.
Titan will just level up a whole bunch and then he'll be like, your turn.
Exactly. Anything else before we do shout outs? We all good?
I don't think so. I think that's it. Make sure that you Gianni, write down that weird thing, the weird glass eye you gave you.
Oh yes, thank you for reminding me.
Because I don't want you to forget that you have it. But otherwise, yeah, I think that's all I got.
Oh, by the way, I'll remind us, but we got to pay for that gas and air.
Mm, that's right. Yeah, I think it's like 2,400 credits.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, let's do some shout-outs here. Jeff, you want to start us off?
Yeah, just as always, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We have an absolute blast. I feel very comfortable speaking on behalf of everybody for that. And a large part of that is because the audience is so great and get into it. And like I said, we've said every week, there's just been awesome artwork all the time. I love the people contributing to the storyline and stuff like that. And just thank you to everyone for making this so cool. For me personally, I will just be always streaming usually around 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. PDT every day. It's been CSGO and StarCraft 2, a little bit of Legacy of the Void, just the usual stuff. And my Warhammer coming up is just a tournament this month and a tournament next month, that kind of thing. But if you're interested in that kind of stuff, just always follow me on Twitter, Eugene Control. Otherwise, excited to be doing more Swan Song and Solemn. See you soon.
There you go. Jeff, what are you doing Friday afternoon or evening? You're going to see a movie evening, right?
Yeah, probably. Are you here?
No. I'm just wondering because I want to play CSGO with you and Wheat because Wheat's been playing a lot and
yes.
I haven't played in forever.
When do you want to play?
We can play this weekend as well if you want to play like Saturday evening.
That sounds
Skype
great.
Skype me up. I'm around. I'd love to.
That okay. sounds good. Great.
I'll definitely talk to you guys about that. Wheat, do you want to do some shout-outs?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for watching Swan Song. I actually really did dig this episode. It's kind of cool when we have a lot of shit. And even though we had a few moments of not knowing what the fuck, it was nice. I'm building my new PC. A lot of people have been asking me if I'm going to stream it.
Yeah, I kind of started that.
No, yeah, and you know, that. Like, I'm not. I don't know.
It's not fun.
Like, it's just one of those things. It's kind of like, hey, will you stream yourself dressing in the morning? Like, it's kind of like yes. that to me. Really?
If it weren't for that stupidly intrusive Twitch TOS, I think you could.
Because if I could do everything with my penis flopping out, I absolutely yes. would. But in all seriousness, I probably won't. But I'll be having lots of fun probably testing once I have it up. So. We'll see. I don't know. If I get a bug up my ass, maybe. But thanks for watching. You know where to find me, DJ Wheat/everything. See you.
Good stuff. Steven, actually, we'll do your shout-outs last. Adam, do some shout-outs.
Okay, I will. I will. The Reddit Q&A is up now, though I'm looking at it and I mistagged it as Mirrorshades. I'll fix that. I'm sorry.
GG.
You want me to delete it?
That's cool. I could just change the flare.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for coming, everybody. I like the big lore dump episodes. They're fun. And also having to make up a bunch of Viking shit on the fly is really entertaining for me. So that was cool, too. Got a little D&D in here today. I have more of me GMing shit tomorrow, 11 a.m. on either twitch.tv/AdamCole or twitch.tv/Roll20app, playing Apocalypse World. I have my GM turn for that on Friday. And also, if you want a GM turn for this very game right here, not this weekend, but I definitely will do one next weekend. So keep tuned for that. Just give me the follows. You can follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost. All I ever do, talk about role-playing games. So come check it out.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Last but not least, Steven. Do some shout-outs.
All right. I am now a level and game designer living in Montreal, and you can follow me on Twitter at Silent Osiris, Twitch, YouTube, also at Silent Osiris. I've been doing a little more streaming recently. I'm not on any type of regular schedule, unfortunately, but, you know, Twitter is the best place to follow me if you're going to look for updates. I look forward to tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when we're debuting the new season of Roleplay R&D. And I liked this evening's episode a lot, Adam.
Thank you. I'm
for reasons entirely unrelated to what I just said.
No, guys, don't get the wrong idea. I wasn't invited. It was somebody else. It's another hint.
What?
What? It's a joke from last time.
It's a joke from last time about how Jeff never gets invited to do anything.
Just laugh. Just give me a laugh. That's all I want.
Nobody plays role playing games with Jeff.
Just a little laugh.
All right, that's all I've got.
There you go. sorry, I've been like zoning out. The cough medicine's actually. I took another swig right before this, and it's actually starting to hit pretty hard. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. R&D, 8 o'clock Eastern.
And we'll talk about when the next episode can be, and then you can tell them. Yeah.
Yes. They'll probably have that for me here in about 5 minutes, so I'll get that updated on the site. And apart from all that, we'll see you guys tomorrow. More streams, more roleplay, more fun. First hour is going to be a little bit delayed tonight. I accidentally just uploaded the VOD rather than the edited VOD. So.
Oh, that was really smart.
Nice. Yeah, I started it, and I was like, huh, this has got 3 minutes of nothing at the beginning. What the fuck? So that's being re-uploaded at the moment. But that's it. So we'll see you guys next time. Thanks everyone for watching. We're out. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Later.
Bye all.